I find that it's a bit weird that I can't say the word colored here. Everybody kind of freaks out when I speak about myself and I identify as a colored person. Everybody has a very strong understanding of the American version of what colored is. So in America, in my limited understanding, there's a sort of one drop rule that if you have like one black ancestor in your bloodline, regardless of how white you present, all your whiteness is revoked. So in South Africa, that could easily make you colored. But like in South Africa, being colored is very different from being black in that when the colonizers and the white people came over from Europe to South Africa, and they also came with a couple of indentured laborers from all across Asia, so it's a complicated mix. They made rules not to mix with anybody, but they transgressed those rules. And all of the children they made with everybody who wasn't white, then they grouped into this racial identity they called colored. I guess if people are a bit uncomfortable with using the term colored, I'm open to expressing or explaining what colored means from the context of a South African person who identifies as colored, as long as they're open to listening. The same word can mean totally different things depending on your cultural context and your geographical context. That's like the beauty and the beast, I guess, of language. There's a lot of sort of divisions in ideologies and how precious everybody is. And that's good to be conscientious and thoughtful. But I think we need to be more open to disagreement and discourse and discussion and not necessarily take it as an affront or an offense off the jump. I think that's something we need to be careful with as a global society that is engaging with each other a lot more. And yes, it's good to be sensitive, but I also feel like everybody should be a lot more open to understanding. Identities are important for you to craft so you can navigate the world, but I don't think you should marry them. I don't think there's something that is solid as a building. Your race and how people identify you is kind of like how they want you to be identified, and you walk into the world and these labels you need to walk into and occupy. However, we're not trees. We can move. We really can move. We can become different things and different people. And as a whole, I feel like race is weird.